Good morning. I am Hugh O'Brien, the Minister of Macduff Parish Church of Scotland. Today, all over the world, Christians are celebrating Easter, and I would like to wish you a very happy Easter. In this section of the programme, we will bring you some readings and some music and reflection. There are three of us, and I'm joined by my colleagues, Pastor Rob MacArthur from River Church in Banff, and Reverend David Locke, the Minister of Banff Parish Church. Like you, we are in social isolation, and so, while we are very much together, we are in three different locations. So let's get started. Let's go straight over and join Rob MacArthur.
Praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Well, good morning. I just read some words from a song you'll just hear in a few moments. Of course, this being Easter Sunday, it's so important for me and millions of Christians around the world to reflect and celebrate on what the Lord Jesus has done for each one of us in our lives. But what do these words mean for those that don't believe or have faith in Jesus? What does it mean, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead? What does the Lord Jesus mean when he says he's paid my debt? I actually love this expression used because I think most of us understand what debt is. I know if you've ever been in debt before, like me, it's a horrible feeling. Always thinking about how to pay it off, interest rates possibly rising, debt getting higher. It really is a horrible feeling. In Romans 5:8, it says that God shows his love for us, that whilst we were sinners, Christ died for us. He paid our debt. Whilst we were still sinning or making mistakes, even though we continue to sin or make mistakes, or in the future we do that, he, Jesus, died for us. And when he did this, he paid off our debt, our sin. Wow, this is great news. You may think, well, Rob, I'm a good person. I don't sin. And maybe that's true, but as we realize that anger and bitterness and unforgiveness is that very thing of sin, then we begin to realize that we need a Savior to save us from our mess. This is what I needed, and millions of Christians around the world have come to the understanding of we need a Savior, and that Savior being the Lord Jesus. He said, no longer do you have to live this way of fear and condemnation, but to live in him in freedom. But it was a high price that was paid. It says in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. He was whipped, he was mocked, he was nailed to a cross so that our debt would be paid and we could live in freedom. This is great news in the midst of a time where there's so much fear and anxiety around, to know that Jesus paid our debt so that we can be free from those very feelings. Why? Because the Lord God is good. That's why we call Friday past Good Friday, because he paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to be free. A more exciting thing or thought for me is that my Lord and my Savior, our Lord and our Savior, rose from the grave this day, Easter Sunday, over 2,000 years ago. He was raised from the dead. Do you know that out of all the gods people worship around the world, Jesus Christ is the only one who rose again? He's the living, breathing God. Jesus Christ still lives today. He was raised to life so that we could live in freedom in him. And my encouragement for every person listening to this today is to reflect on who the Lord is in your life. Listen to the still, quiet voice in your heart, or the Spirit of God in your life. The Lord is calling you. He is calling you to himself. You can receive the Lord Savior for yourself if you don't know him and you want to give your heart to him this Easter. What a great time to do it. You just pray a simple prayer. Just repeat after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in the Easter story. I believe you died on a cross for my sin. I now turn from that sin and turn to you. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior say, and thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. As Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He was still white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power.
Thanks, Rob, for that message and the choice of music. Now, David shares a message about how Jesus brought peace to his people in a time of fear and anxiety. That's something that's very appropriate to what we're experiencing just now. Here's David.
Good morning. It's a great day for anyone struggling or anxious and wanting new hope. It's the day we remember fear and death do not have the final say, and a new spirit can enter our hearts because Jesus came back to life after his forgiveness bringing death on the cross. Jesus lived and cared and healed and struggled and died and came back from death to life to leave his spirit to help anybody today who opens up to him. I believe with all my heart it's true because I've examined the known facts, but also because of the real positive impact Jesus and his spirit has on my life and on so many others. And yet maybe the real truth of Easter can be seen in the honesty of the original reports and how it begins within an atmosphere of fear amidst Jesus' followers. The Gospel of Mark reports what happened just a couple of days after Jesus was buried. We hear in chapter 16 how three of his female followers bought spices so that they might go to anoint his dead body. Mark records that very early on, the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and asked each other, "Who'll roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the very large stone had already been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. Go tell his disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Mark highlights how Jesus' followers were alarmed, trembling, bewildered, fleeing, saying nothing and afraid. And yet from those early moments of fear, something happened to change those people into people of hope, faith and courage to face all sorts of trials, people from whom the worldwide church of today would grow. It happened because Jesus really was no longer there in the grave. He had truly risen. Other Gospels also report how early followers were fearful. John's Gospel tells some of them huddled together in fear with their doors locked. That can maybe mean all the more to us today in our situation of isolation with the virus causing such worry, anxiety, stress and fear. But then Jesus, risen person, comes and meets with them and says to them and to us, "Peace be with you, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I faced some pretty dangerous and scary situations in my life and done much I regret, but I've been able to get through because the risen Spirit of Jesus accepts and forgives me and gives me confidence and courage and peace when I fail, and gives me purpose to go out again and try to make a difference for good. Nobody's beyond his forgiveness and peace who opens up to him. The hope of Easter is there for you. The song My Lighthouse by the group Wren Collective can sum up that change that Jesus offers, from fear to hope and courage. It says, "In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You will carry me safe to shore." The truth of Easter offers anybody who opens up even a little to Jesus a real peace for our troubled times, a real hope for the future, and a spirit to journey through in caring openness to others. Let's listen to that song now.
In my wrestling and in my doubts,
In my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't feel what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Thank you, David. At this time, it's probably never been truer that we do not know what tomorrow will bring. Every day, with a news briefing on coronavirus or COVID-19, we're not sure what we will hear. The writer to the Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 1, writes, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." If you're around this area, you will almost certainly have seen Macduff Parish Church. It stands on a hill, prominently overlooking the bay and the harbour. Right next to the church is the town cross and an ancient large anchor. Those three together, the cross, the anchor and the church overlooking the town, provide a powerful symbol of God's presence with us. If you have a Boys Brigade connection, you'll know the passage from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf." And so, you see, Christians believe that we have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor. Someone to hold on to, and who gives us stability and security, even in difficult times, Jesus, God's Son. And it's because of this, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Coronavirus, uncertainty, cancer, depression, addiction, unemployment. The Bible tells us that we are not immune from troubles, but with the risen Christ within, we can be given the power to face them and the promise of his presence through them. Paul, writing to the Philippians, says this, "I can do all things through him who gives me strength." In the late 1960s, while expecting their third child, Bill and Gloria Gaither were going through a traumatic time in their lives. They each suffered from difficulties. Bill was suffering from a virus which made him feel very ill and depressed. Gloria, heavily pregnant, was experiencing a time of anxiety. One night, as Gloria sat alone in a darkened living room, feeling fearful, she experienced a powerful sense of peace and calm. The power of the resurrection of Jesus seemed to affirm itself in her again. And Bill? Well, he was given new hope too, in Jesus. The joy of their life in Christ gave them the strength to overcome frightening human circumstances. And the song, "Because He Lives," came out of their personal bout with darkness. Let's listen to it now. And if you know the words, then sing along.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
I'll now pray for our community and the world. Let us pray together. Father God, I want to thank you for our community. I want to thank you, Lord, for the way that you are drawing people together in this community at this time. I release your comfort, Lord. I release your love and your grace over every person in and around this community in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you that you desire relationship with us. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. So today, we pray for people around the world dealing with the effects of coronavirus, dealing with feelings of loss of a loved one, dealing with the virus itself, dealing with feelings of isolation or fear or anxiety and not knowing what will happen next. Lord, let us turn to you in these times, that as we turn to you, you will release your peace that passes all understanding, that peace that rules in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the church worldwide, the millions of Christians celebrating this day, Easter Sunday. I thank you, Lord, that you live in us and work through us in our lives. We bless the mighty and wonderful and magnificent name of our Lord Jesus Christ today. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
We pray you will be able to face tomorrow with the hope, peace, and spirit of Easter, and that you may know God's blessing in your life and be able to be a blessing to others. May the grace of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you whatever the days to come bring. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today, and to Deverin FM for giving us this opportunity. Let's close with that wonderful Easter hymn of hope and praise. Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son.